Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This is so wonderful to have you joining me. I'm in the bar lounge at Mount Falcon, also known as Mount Falcon Country House, also known as Mount Falcon Estate and Spa. It is on gorgeous grounds with a river running through the property and so much to offer the visitor to County Mayo, Ireland. And I have to tell you, if you don't have a good reason to go to County Mayo, I'm going to give you one good reason right now. It's called Mount Falcon. If for no other reason, you have to experience this place. It's amazing. And thank you, Isabella, who was just about to serve us something yummy here in the wonderful bar lounge just off the reception lobby area of what doesn't feel like a hotel and doesn't feel like a commercial establishment, because when you come in here at Mount Falcon, you have the sense of coming home to your country estate on the other side of the ocean that maybe your cousin left you a share of, so you get to stay here a few weeks every year. And I'm with Alan Maloney, who is the managing partner of the folks that own Mount Falcon. You know, this is grand.
Stephanie, welcome back. Lovely to have you back.
Oh, and I can't tell you how lovely it is to be here. What a great way to start 2018. So we met fairly early on in the history of the opening of Mount Falcon, didn't we?
Yeah, it's about 10 years ago, if my memory serves me right, Stephanie.
That would be about right. Well, exactly when did Mount Falcon open?
2006. So this is our 11th year operating. But it was the season of 2006 that we opened.
I'm going to have to go back and see.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere in between when we take a commercial break, I'll go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and I'll do a little search in the search box to find the first interview I ever did with you, and then we'll know when that happened, because I keep my eyes open for wonderful, charming, inspirational kinds of places where I know if people go there, they'll come back enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know they're better people because of the experience. And when I found Mount Falcon years ago, it fit my mission and continues to evolve and grow and stay within those limits that I look for of what I should be introducing to my audiences. So when you first opened,
yeah,
you had a big job in front of you, no?
Yeah, you could say that. Obviously, I didn't do it single-handedly. There was a whole team of people, obviously. But yeah, no, it was, particularly from my perspective, I haven't done anything like this before. So I'm a novice, Stephanie. I'm learning every day. I've said that from the beginning. And we're learning every day. So yeah, it was a big project in the beginning. I had a whole team of people. But as you know...
Like, when you say it was a big project...
Yeah.
Mount Falcon was originally built as a home.
It was. It was. I mean, the original house to which we're sitting in the front here in the bar is a 12,000-square-foot limestone baronial lodge. That's what it was. It represented an English landlord's house here in the west of Ireland. So to convert it from a private residence to that into a commercial hotel, even though I use that word cautiously, as you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, we had to modify the existing layout of the house, we had to extend it. We tried to do it, obviously, sensitively and seamlessly, so that it would be in keeping with it, but to make it commercially viable, such that the entity today, to which there are 32 bedrooms as opposed to 9 as there were originally in the house, and obviously the accommodation then is augmented by lodges which I've developed around the estate as well. So yeah, put it this way, by international standards, it was a big project. For somebody like me who hadn't done it before, it was a fairly big project. I mean, there were 4 different building sites here. There were 460 employees on the building site.
Oh, wow.
Which there were 4. And we did everything in 15 months. So that's a bit of pressure. But anyway, that was...
That part shouldn't be glanced over.
No.
Because I know what it has taken us to add maybe 1,500 square feet to our house, and it took 3 to 5 years with more than one contractor going bust in the middle, which is typical in the U.S. I mean, you know, you hear horror stories of what happens when people get into construction projects.
Yeah.
So the thought, I mean, I know what it is to add a bathroom or two.
Yeah.
The thought of adding X number of bedrooms and suites and a bath in each that's glamorous.
Yeah.
That's an undertaking.
Yeah. Well, as I said, we had a great team, right, which is the key to it, as you know, Stephanie. And more importantly, though, it was the site. That's why I love this property when I came across it. Because as you can see, most people, and the feedback I get all the time, is that we've retained the character, the heritage, and history of the property. And that was really important to me.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. Yeah. It is such a wonderful place. I'm sitting here talking with you, and I've probably spent... say cumulatively more than 50 nights at Mount Falcon. You could attest to that.
Sure.
And yet, every time I'm here, I am wowed by things I've either seen before or somehow didn't notice before.
Yeah.
And just here in the bar, when you look up at the ceiling and there is this magnificent woodwork that you know was, you know, this was not done on a laser.
No, it wasn't Stephanie. Actually, I made that observation during the development, particularly timber paneling behind in these shutters, because they're all the original. They actually had 19 coats of oil-based paint on them, of every color in the rainbow.
Oh, wow.
And people can't quite appreciate this, because we had to strip them by hand. Now, there's 8 man-hour days of labor in each window, just itself as the shutters. So there's a lot of painstaking work to restore it and bring it back to its original, but it's worth every bit of it, as you can
see. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just... Yeah. It is a glorious place. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm drawn back to Ireland again and again is that, especially the west coast of Ireland, where County Mayo is located and where Mount Falcon is located, this is a place where you can, if you're ever going to find yourself, it's going to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's such noise and distracting noise in daily living. There are challenges we've never known we had before.
Yeah.
And sometimes the noise and the challenges get in the way of your own personal progress.
Yeah.
And so that's why every few months I need to escape. And, you know, I could go anywhere.
Yeah.
And I do often go other places, but there is something mystical and magical about being in Ireland, the combination of history, spiritual locations, the unbelievable sense of humor, and the generosity of spirit of the Irish people that just draws me like a magnet. And I have to tell you, I was so wound up like a drum that it took me about 16 or 17 days before I could relax here in Ireland. I mean, you know, it's just to get past all the noise and the clutter. And, you know, I noticed yesterday that the boardroom here was set up for a corporate meeting.
Correct.
And I thought, you know, I've said this again and again, both on radio and TV, that if you're looking for the quantum leap for your company, if you're looking for the hula hoop idea, you're not going to find it in your own boardroom. You're not going to find it in your own suite of offices. You need to step out and let the dust settle. And that's where the brilliant idea, the quantum leap, when you have divested yourself of the crisis of the day is what I generally refer to it as.
Yeah.
That's when you'll get to a point where you can see through all that and say, oh, it was so simple. Why didn't we think of this before? But that was because of all the din,
the clutter.
Of the
yeah.
clutter and the noise
yeah.
clattering around you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get many corporate meetings here?
We do, more and more so, Stephanie, for the very reasons that you pointed out. So we initially get companies from all over our chairs, but we get companies from all over the world, actually, who come here, particularly, for example, management group, board meetings, executive, where they just literally want to escape and get away. The West of Ireland is an ideal location.
And play golf in between.
Of course. Sorry, don't worry, I'm going to come on to that, Stephanie. Because the big attraction is they can come to a nice venue like here. They can bring their partners, which is another big attribute, too. There are a lot of places where, not being sexist one way or the other, whether male or female, but few places, and the feedback I get all the time, is the type of place they can feel comfortable bringing their partner, because there's so much on site and in the area, for even somebody who's not attending that particular business function, they're entertained sufficiently with everything that's there, and more importantly, the wonderful activities, which you alluded to there in the region, and particularly our outstanding Lynx golf courses, and our world-standard game fishing, particularly for Atlantic salmon. It's a big, big, big attraction for a lot of our visitors that come here. But as you saw yesterday, here we are in the middle of winter. Both of those prime activities are not particularly active this time of the year because of the weather, obviously, in January, but we still get a number of executives.
We have to talk about weather. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. I've been running around wearing what I'm wearing, a sweater-like turtleneck, a sweater over my shoulder, and often not a jacket.
Yeah.
And if you can see out the window, I don't know what they're talking about when they talk about winter. Come to Massachusetts. I'll introduce you to winter. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, people. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so delighted to be in the bar lounge at Mount Falcon with managing partner Alan Maloney. And any minute now, I think the big door that we've got closed off the reception area is going to open with a herd of people coming through to partake in what this lounge offers. And as you know, there is no dearth of pubs and bars and lounges in Ireland, but there is no other place like Mount Falcon. It is unique, it is special, it is beautiful. It's on this side of the ocean, they would say homely, and if I say that for you and you've never heard that expression before, you think it's ugly. But no, in fact, it's homey. Homely is the word they use to mean cozy and like home. We don't use the word homely that way, as I've corrected so many people so often. But you mentioned weather, and today is the first gray, cloudy day we've had probably in 4 or 5 days. We've had sun so bright that while we were driving around in our dually car rental, my husband mentioned it appears they don't have tinted windows in their cars. So you typically wouldn't need them, but the sun has been so blindingly bright.
And at this time of the year, it's highly dangerous because obviously the sun is low in the sky. So
right.
It is. There's no doubt.
Oh,
yeah. It's been usual the last 3 days have been like that.
But, you know, this business of weather in Ireland troubles me. It troubles me that people always feel the need to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because the same weather system that blows from the northwest across Ireland, then blows across the UK, then blows across France and Germany, and continues onward in Europe. And if there's rain in there, it all goes out. Woody Allen, did you see Woody Allen's film Midnight in Paris?
No, I haven't.
You know, you are greatly...
I love Woody Allen.
You are cinema deprived.
Yeah.
I need to make you a list of films you must see, people you must see. Midnight in Paris. It is such a beautiful film. But a good portion of that film, and it's a great fantasy film, you're going to love it, I promise you. A good portion of that film's theme is that it rains in Paris a lot.
Yeah.
Now, when you hear people talk about France, you hear them talk about Paris, you never hear them talk about rain. Yeah. That whole movie, they sloshed around probably 60% of the film in a downpour. It starts in the rain, it ends in the rain, there's rain in the middle. It, you know, generally when it rains here, it might be like misty for a while.
Yeah.
Then you might have a drizzle. Then you just might have gray.
Yeah.
Or you might have a downpour.
Yeah.
And then that's over.
Yeah.
And it might stay gray, which is wonderful lighting for taking photographs, by the way, people. You never have to worry about is the sun in your face. But there are so many days when the weather is just gloriously gorgeous and nobody ever talks about that.
And I have to agree with this, Stephanie, because when I travel to the North American continent, generally speaking, more often than not people ask me about the weather all the time because it's a complete misnomer that it rains in Ireland all the time.
And also, clearly, and that the food is not good.
Clearly,
that's the other one.
Yeah, well, that's
the other great food. Oh, terrible food. Who told you that? My grandmother.
20 years ago, perhaps. Right,
oh, it's now at this point, it's more than 20.
There has been a complete transformation.
Oh, yeah. You know,
the quality of food at every level in Ireland has improved exponentially over the past decade or so, and is now actually becoming a core competency and offering in Ireland. Rightly so.
There's no question about it. Yeah, it's at the point where you don't need a guidebook to find great food in Ireland.
True.
It's just
at every single level,
too. And when I hear people talk about the food in Ireland, they've either never been to Ireland.
Yeah.
The last time they were in Ireland was either in the late 1990s early 1990s or late 1980s, or their grandmother, who made a visit home in the 1950s, told the legends of shepherd's pie and fish and chips and mushy peas and then 16 kinds of potatoes. Since, I'm going to say, somewhere around 1997-98, there was this explosion, a culinary explosion in Ireland, and the food is incredible.
It is. And I mean, look, that's, put it aside, it's no great surprise, because when we talk about our weather, you think about our climate, and you think of the natural produce that we have, because that's why it should have always been a competency. When you bring those factors together, you look at the quality of the input, for example, right? The quality, I mean, our cattle, our livestock, for example, is reared on fresh grass that Ireland is so notorious. Not better environment.
And green all year round.
Exactly, and green all year round, exactly. Because our climate is a classic temperate climate, so it's perfect for all.
And you would see that if you were driving on the N17 where there are stone walls and the grass is green. Go get the CD disc of the Saw Doctors singing the song, the N17, and on that same disc is a song called the Flag of Mayo, is it? We'll have to dig it out. I love that song. So, there are just so many misconceptions about Ireland, and one of them being you need to come to Ireland between maybe May and October, and I'm telling you, this is a 12-month destination, and this is January, and I don't know if you can see out the window, but if you're living in the northern tier of the U.S., from New England to the Pacific Northwest, or you're visiting anywhere in there, does it look like that in January, February? I don't think so. Let's talk a little bit about what your vision was that you've brought into clear focus here, Alan. And again, if you've just joined us, we're talking with Alan Maloney, who is the managing partner at Mount Falcon in County Mayo, Ireland. When you first started, the big challenge was get the accommodations and the public spaces into shape.
Correct.
Get a great chef.
Correct.
Sort out the grounds that everything is copacetic and working together.
Yeah.
But you've got the River Moy running through the property, which is notorious for its fabulous salmon.
We do.
And so for the person who enjoys fishing but isn't going to go on holiday carrying a fishing rod and wellies to muck about in the water in, what do you do for people who come as guests who decide, gee, let's go fishing this afternoon?
We actually do everything, Stephanie, without exaggerating. On the basis of the point I'm trying to make is it is a one-stop shop for anybody traveling who wants to come angling. And here, as you pointed out, the jewel in the crown of this region is a very famous river. It happens to be Ireland's most prolific salmon river. It's the River Moy, and it runs through the property here. We own 2 miles of it, which we keep exclusively for our guests. We have everything. We have the gillies, the guides, the tackle, the boots, the gear, the tackle. It is a one-stop shop for fishing.
And you arrange for guests to have a fishing license, because correct. One would need a license. You can't just go out there with your
correct
rod, reel, and net and whatever and say, I'm going fishing today.
No, you can't. Obviously, Atlantic salmon, as prolific as they are, obviously it's a resource that we need to manage cautiously and conservationally. And as a consequence, every angler is compelled to have a license, to which obviously we should license. And hence my point that we are a one-stop shop. There's everything for the visiting angler. Not just here, by the way, in the River Moy in its entirety. By the way, it happens to be 62 miles long, but there's actually 25 different salmon angling locations all within an hour drive.
I want to talk about more about Mr. Fish.
Sure.
After these important messages, sure. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from Mount Falcon in County Mayo, Ireland. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
And we've left the bar area because it's now coming up on the hour of the day where residents of Mount Falcon, people who are staying a night or more, and lots of local people who love the atmosphere of Mount Falcon will come to this wonderful area of Mayo just to seek out this very special place to have a cup of coffee, to have some lunch, to relax and catch up with friends. And for those of you, especially those of you checking us out in New England, you may know the city of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, which has been twinned for more than a decade, now coming up almost on two decades, with the city of Ballinagh in County Mayo. And that's just up the road a piece, probably about 5 miles. And it's the cutest little city, but it has a very modern, expanded side as well, and a wonderful movie theater where I've been catching up on the films I've been missing lately. But we've moved from the lounge so that we can release the table space and allow everyone there to enjoy the atmosphere and the jovial mood that the bar at Mount Falcon puts one in just by entering. And we found another quiet place to sit and have a conversation. I'm with Alan Maloney, the managing partner of Mount Falcon, here in Foxford, County Mayo, Ireland. And we're in the Walpole Suite, probably my favorite suite in this hotel. Although I have to tell you, I'm very partial to Connor's Pass, is it?
Connor's Gap.
Connor's Gap. Oh, so let me ask you about that, Alan.
I'm just going to explain that to you.
There are two roads that will get you into and out of the Dingle Peninsula in the southwest of Ireland, southwest of, well, probably just due south of here.
Yeah.
The way that we go in and out with the least consternation for the passenger who's looking out over the cliffs, it's something like driving on the Amalfi coastline in Italy. You know, it's gorgeous, but it's a little bit tension-filled. So we go south on the N86 on the east coast of the Dingle Peninsula, and we come back on, is that Connor's Pass or Connor's Pass? That's Connor's Pass.
Yeah.
Is there any relationship between the name of the suite, Connor's Gap?
No, whatsoever.
Is there a Connor's Gap?
Put it this way. Put it this way. Here, the names of our suites, we've got two suites here in the main part of the hotel, and we have four what we call deluxe rooms. They're named after pools on our fishery, on our stretch of the River Moy here.
Okay.
I name them after pools on it. When I say pools, to explain to your listeners and viewers, they're like beats, effectively. Sorry, what's also known as beats, are those are sections of the river that our anglers, who are here to catch this wonderfully elusive Atlantic salmon, they get a stretch of the river which is called a beach, which they fish, and then we rotate the rods. And actually the six names of the rooms here are named after beats on the fishery, so that's the that's the connection.
I wanted to ask you about these salmon.
Yes.
Are they swimming upstream?
They are indeed, and as we speak they are probably propagating themselves in the smaller tributaries of the River Moyer. The River Moyer expands 62 miles. It actually commences or emanates in the Ox Mountains here in Sligo. And all these wonderful, pristine tributaries of the River Moyer is actually where the salmon spawn. So if you think about it, if your viewers or listeners can think of the analogy of the Moyer being like a motorway, it facilitates all these Atlantic salmon that are after migrating typically 3,000 kilometres from the North Atlantic, where they've spent the last 2 years of their lives. They've migrated, navigated, faced all the perils of the world, as you can imagine, both natural ones and artificial ones, to come here to access the River Moy, to come to the tributary and the exact spot known as Reds, where they hatch from themselves. I mean, it's one of nature's greatest miracles. And actually, at this time of the year, it's actually when they are spawning. It's when they're propagating. It's during the wintertime, Stephanie.
And they didn't even use a GPS system to do that.
No.
How clever of them.
Yeah, extraordinary. The scientists have attributed to a scent gland literally in their nose that these fish can navigate. I mean, you think, I mean, it's like so many things in nature. It's an extraordinary miracle. And every fish that's ever caught here that we ever see is not lost on passionate anglers, because it is the most extraordinary, extraordinary migration pattern, of which you'll see many species all over the world. But the Atlantic salmon, unlike your Pacific salmon in North America, they actually do it several times. All the Pacific salmon will do it once.
We're more wound up than the Irish.
Exactly.
We have a need to excel at this.
Exactly. But our Atlantic salmon do it several winters during their lifestyle, depending on obviously. So they do it several times. Put it this way, it's one of the greatest miracles. And at this time of the year, that's when actually the salmon are spawning in what they call the Reds, which are the low, shallow gravel beds of the tributaries of the River Moy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what occurs to me while you're telling me all this? That we're both wearing jeans.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that you're wearing jeans, because, I mean, I, as an American traveling in Europe, I've been wearing jeans for decades before it became fashionable for European women to show up even in slacks, let alone jeans. But so often when I talk with even sophisticated American travelers who have been to so many places, there is a certain intimidation level that they self-impose that somehow they're going to feel out of place. There's going to be some dress code requirement of jackets and ties and whatever. They're not going to be able to go and really relax on their holiday.
Sure.
And, I mean, you and I know how untrue that is, but try to tell that to somebody who's got their head set in a, you know, in this concrete mindset that, oh, well, you know, it's just going to be too fussy and fancy for me.
Yeah, and you
clearly
know,
not.
You know, it's funny again, Stephanie, you should mention it, because when I travel to the US, when I'm marketing the region of Ireland, people, you know, when I'm talking to people there, they're asking all the time about a dress code. And I said, you know, there's no such thing in Mount Falcon. Like, it is a hotel, it is an estate, it is a resort, for want of a better word, but it's a very casual, low-key place. So, as I said, everybody, it's whatever you're comfortable in. We don't have such a thing as a dress code. That's not what Mount Falcon represents. We want people to come here to feel comfortable. Hence, as I probably set the example, because all I wear is jeans myself. So any of our guests that come here, Stephanie, and probably anywhere on this island, I mean, there may be a few establishments where there might be some formality, but there certainly isn't in Mount Falcon, so whatever people are comfortable with.
Well, you certainly are following the trend of the Irish gentleman, because over the last, I'm going to say 5-6 years, prior to 5 or 6 years ago, you'd see a couple, regardless of their age, whether they were in their early 20s or their early 80s, the woman would be beautifully dressed, down to every accessory. Including those funny little hats called fascinators. And the gentleman would be wearing, even a 22-year-old, would be wearing a jacket and a dress shirt and a tie. Somewhere around 5 or 6 years ago, the men in Ireland got it in their head that dress to go out fashionably means jeans, a shirt that's not tucked in, a pullover sweater like the one you're wearing, but the shirt hanging out, and maybe a jacket on top of that. And the woman is wearing 92-inch stiletto heels and what I like to describe as a topless, bottomless evening strap. You know, she's all gloriously decked out, complete with the feathery thing going on up here, and big, chunky jewelry, and looking gorgeous, by the way. I mean, I'm not making fun. You know, Irish women know how to put themselves together. But they look like they got dressed in two separate houses, and you know they're either living together or they're married. And I don't know how the women let the men get away with that. Because they don't look, I mean, he looks like, I don't know, he's going to meet his mates down at the pub and sling back a few, and she looks like she's going to meet royalty.
As my wife will testify to, I'm no officiato when it comes to fashion, so it's far be it for me to comment. Except that my observation would be, and certainly what I see here, is that while in the past men in Ireland had a tendency to wear a tie, it is becoming very rare nowadays. That I see all the time. And I know, certainly my comments, that it is very relaxed here. You know, in the past we would have had some people that would wear a jacket and tie in the restaurant. Now you
don't see it anymore.
No, very rare.
You don't see it anymore.
It's got very casual. Yeah.
Well, you know, on the one hand, it's nice when people get dressed for an occasion because, you know, there's a few sequins flying around and, it adds to the festivity of the occasion.
There is. And I mean, notwithstanding my comment, as I said, that everything goes here, at the same time, I know a lot of our guests, when they come here, they do like to dress up to go into our restaurant for dinner. And, you know, if they feel that's appropriate and they wish to do as they do, so be it. But at the same time, we get, for example, a lot of guests that are just coming off these wonderful Lynx golf courses in the summer's evening here, and they walk straight into the restaurant in their golf shorts, and that's not an issue. You know, it's not. It's whatever people are comfortable with, Stephanie.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's talk about golf.
Yeah.
Because we have a huge golfing audience.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you actually did something to assist the golfer here at Mount Falcon. What was that?
I did, Stephanie. Listen, I've just provided a couple of services here. We don't have a golf course here on site because we don't need one.
No, you're surrounded by courses.
We are surrounded by golf courses here. And unlike perhaps many of your listeners and viewers, many of the courses here are less well-known in the U.S., albeit increasingly so. And we have top 20 Lynx golf courses in Ireland, which by definition have to be almost the world, all located within an hour's drive of here. The nearest one of them.
Hold that thought. We're going to leave everyone in suspense and come back to let you know what these top golf courses are, or at least some of them among that list. Stay with me, Stephanie Abrams, live from Mount Falcon in County Mayo, Ireland. Come on over and meet me. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This is Stephanie Abrams sitting in the Walpole suite, in the living room of the suite, in front of this gorgeous marble fireplace. And I am with Alan Maloney, who's the managing partner of Mount Falcon in Foxford, County Mayo, Ireland. This is just such a wonderful place. And we were talking about... Here's the tragedy, people. There are so many things to see and do in the region. And you literally could check into Mount Falcon, turn around, go out the door, go fishing, play golf, go hunting with falcons right here on property, take off for parts around the region that have incredible value to the visitor, and go shopping in some fantastic places, not the least of which is Foxford Woolen Mills. And then you'd come back late, have dinner, and fall into bed. And maybe get up early the next day, have breakfast, and go out and do all these things again. Or maybe you might be rumbling down the driveway on your way to the next place on your itinerary. And that would be a tragedy. Doesn't sound like a tragedy. It sounds like, well, what a wonderful day you just had. The part that's missing is you didn't get a chance to do nothing. Read a book, read a magazine, have a cup of coffee, have a pint, have a conversation, go to the leisure center, jump in the swimming pool, be in their spa. Just enjoy the place. And that's one of the problems with a 7-night trip. It doesn't leave you time to just linger somewhere and enjoy the place you're staying at in the way it should be enjoyed. So I want to suggest to you, if you're coming over to Ireland, stay for as many days as you can. If all you have is a 5-day week in front of you, pick a week where the Monday is a holiday. So you're going to be entitled to that day off of work. Travel Thursday night before, taking Friday off to make up for that Monday that you're getting free. And all you have to do is take 5 work days for vacation. The Friday, Monday's a holiday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the weekend after. And you'll end up with a 9-day vacation, only taking 5 days out of work. And at least that'll give you some time where you won't feel guilt-ridden that you came to County Mayo and you never left the grounds of Mount Falcon to go and see Hager Fields and drive along the coastline and do all these other things.
Yeah.
Because the pressure to run and do and see is extraordinary. And what I want to suggest is don't run and do and see.
Yeah.
Make the places you're staying the destination. And Mount Falcon could easily be one of those places.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the golfer who is busting to play a magnificent links course in the west of Ireland.
Yeah, we're blessed here, Stephanie. I mean, a lot of your viewers and listeners would be perhaps more familiar with a lot of the notorious links golf courses which are situated down in the southwest. But we equally up here in this region have an extraordinary range of outstanding championship links golf courses, which obviously is a rarity in the world, never mind here in Ireland alone. But so we have three of them here, all three of which are now ranked in the top 20 courses in Ireland.
A third of the links golf courses in the world are in Ireland.
Correct.
Half of those are in the northwest of Ireland.
That's right.
So that means a sixth
That's right.
of all the links courses in the world are right here.
That's right. That's right. And, well, as I said, the golf courses up here in the region, Stephanie, too, they are just as good as any of the golf courses that are so well known that people made famous down in the southwest. And I'm not being disrespectful to them at all, because there are extraordinary golf courses down there. I know them all well.
Oh, well, you've
never done that. And Tralee, Lahinch. They are all extraordinary golf courses. But we have equally, and actually, by way of interest, because they are less known, they represent far better value. That's what we've seen over the last number of years. And thankfully, given the profile of golf in Northern Ireland as well, and particularly the global appeal of people like Rory McIlroy, Darren Clark, Graham McDowell too, many people, thankfully, facilitated by the peace process too, they want to experience golf in Northern Ireland, rightly so. So we've seen a big transition, a big movement of North American visitors now coming up to the Northwest here. And we act literally as the accommodation hub. We have three of these outstanding golf courses. They're all within an hour.
Okay, time to name them.
Nearest one from here is Enniscrone. Enniscrone. If your listeners don't, if they're not familiar with it, have a look at it. It's now ranked number 11 in Ireland. It is a beast of a golf course. That's the only way to describe it.
Do you play golf?
I do, somewhat. Not very well.
Have you played Enniscrone?
Oh, I've played it many times, of course.
What's the most challenging thing about it?
Oh, without question, the topography. Enniscrone is notorious for its dramatic dunes. And when I say dramatic dunes, there are dunes three times the size of this building. Now, I know your viewers and listeners can't probably visualize that, but suffice to say there are dunes there that are well over 100 feet high.
Wow.
Literally. It is one of the most...
How do you get a ball over that?
Glorious, glorious.
Do people actually hit a ball that goes over it?
In some cases they do, but the links, and hence their name, the holes are literally laid out, typically, in parallel to the drama of the dunes. These dunes are all natural, obviously. Nature has seen to them to the extent that they are.
Wow.
So the greens and tee boxes that have been designed on it are typically running parallel to it. But as most golfers around the world, and the feedback I get from all of our North American guests coming here, is they cannot get over the drama and the challenge of this terrain. And just for the benefit, again, of your listeners and viewers, if they're not familiar, the challenge from a golfing perspective too, unlike your Parkland courses in the US that the US is so famous for, the challenge of the links golf courses is the vagaries of the weather, because you're on the beach, you're always going to get wind. That's just comes hand
well,
in hand with links.
That's the big challenge at St. Andrews, because
huge.
The old course at St. Andrews
absolutely
is really, you know, quite just a flat piece of paper.
Absolutely.
And it's the wind that makes all the difference.
Without question. And the additional challenge, which is the second point our attributor is going to point out, is unlike St. Andrews, where it's flat, the point I'm making about the topography out here in Enniscrone or the other golf course, which I mentioned a few minutes, is it's far from flat. These dunes is, the ball is never at the same level of your feet, ever. So your stance is always a challenge. So you've got the topography to which the ball is never flat on the ground, and you've got the prevailing wind. And you put that within the panoramic views around the ocean views here, they are spectacular golf course.
Is number two Ross's Point?
The next one, put it this way, certainly it would be number two in terms of the general consensus feedback. Ross's Point, likewise, otherwise known as County Sligo, by the way, that's only literally within an hour's drive of here. And that would be, the perception would be that that would be the second best. It's a beautiful drive along the Sligo Mayo coastline the whole way up there, but it's an outstanding golf course. On a promontory, a little bit more traditional in the sense that it's flatter, it's more or less like St. Andrew, but you've got this panoramic view of Sligo Bay, which is breathtaking. And you've got the history in Sligo. Many of our regional championships have been held in Ross Point, County Sligo. And the third one, by the way, is known as Carn Golf Club, which is in Belmullet region, right up in the northwestern peninsula.
And what's it called?
It's called Carn, C-A-R-N-E. It's located near a town by the name of Belmullet. And it, likewise, is the third outstanding league golf course in the region.
Then we have to go. Gotta fly now.
Apulco Bay, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.